Jason Lockenfora, NFL Insider, is brought to you by Country Hills Toyota. It's time to Toyota at your Toyota giant. Country Hills Toyota. Get 0% on every Toyota, plus $0 down and no payments until March 2021 OAC. Visit the giant, Country Hills Toyota.
Jason joins us right now. And Jay, I guess before we get into what's happening in Baltimore, I do want to ask you about last night, Tampa and the LA Rams. Another bad game in primetime for the Bucs in 2020. It has not been their sweet spot, and they're now 7-4. And we've talked about it all year long, but it continues the debate about, is there a real standout best team in the NFC? Might be the Saints by default, but what do you make of the struggles for Tampa in primetime this season?
Yeah, it's hard to figure. They just don't seem to be able to keep things going and, you know, any sort of sustained momentum more than a week or two. A lot of change, a lot of moving parts. Bruce Arians being asked about play calling. Are you going to take it from Leftwich? Obviously, Brady's not used to being called out publicly the way Arians is doing that, saying he misread this, he misread that. It doesn't feel like a smooth operation. You know, they get Antonio Brown. He makes, you know, he catches eight balls. He's a factor, but it's not like they've become a better offense or a winning, you know, a sustained winning operation since he's been there. And I really felt like the defense isn't quite living up to its billing. And that was a game where clearly they wanted to see if, you know, they could force Jared Goff to beat him. And he did, you know, despite all those first and second round picks they have playing in that secondary. So it's getting a little late now, you know, and I don't know that they're going to be able to flick a switch, and I don't know that chemistry and continuity and all that is going to kick in. Now, a lot of Brady's teams did get better in New England as the season went on. It's how you finish, not how you start. But you start putting together losses like this, tough conference losses, together with the fact you've already been swept by the Saints. It's a weird jumble in both conferences, and the margins are starting to get pretty slim for the Bucs. I'll tell you that. You know, can they match points with the Chiefs? And if not, you start really looking at some situations where everything's do or die.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's crazy too. The Rams have been able to do what they've done with essentially no running game.
Yeah, you know, they go by committee. Nobody, you know, Henderson here and Brown there. And it's not really any one individual who you have to fear. But I will say this, Sean McVay runs the football. You know, when it's not working so great, you control the clock. You stay generally in decent down and distances. You're not going to, you know, by and large, lose a bunch of yards running the ball. And they really, the way they use screen passes, it really is an extension of the run game.
Jay, I wanted to get your thought on this, only because we've had the debate a couple of times this week on the air, and obviously the list of 25 semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2021 have come out today. I'm curious where you are on Megatron as a first ballot Hall of Famer and just a Hall of Famer in general.
I've never seen somebody quite like him before. You know, a guy that big, that fast, that strong, with that kind of body control. I think he is. I mean, could he have kept playing another 4 years, 5 years, and compiled numbers? He could have. There's no doubt about that. But there was a point in time, I'd say a period of 5 years or so, where Stafford to Calvin was about as good as it gets. And, I mean, this guy just had highlight reel play after highlight reel play. I think he is. I mean, he passes my eye test. And, you know, longevity, I get it. But there weren't too many years he was playing professional football where you didn't look at him and say, he's one of the four, five, six, whatever, eight best in the planet doing what he does.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I'm right there with you, man. Jason Lockenfora, our NFL insider. He joins us every Tuesday and Friday here on The Big Show to talk all things NFL. We've delayed it long enough. You're right in the heat of it in Baltimore. What can you tell us about the COVID-19 outbreak inside the Raven facility?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are not going in the right direction. But it's also not you know, this isn't a Tennessee Titans situation where you're talking about 10 or 13 players. And right now, through the practice squad, they have the ability to get 45 healthy bodies, or healthy enough bodies, you know, to game day on Thursday. Now, that could, if the numbers go in the wrong direction with more testing tomorrow, then that gets further compromised. But with what the league's trying to do here, and it's not just about this particular game, it's about trying to play all 256 of these regular season games and running a race against the clock when the COVID numbers are going the wrong way pretty much everywhere in this country, and knowing you've got another Thursday game coming up, so it's not like, well, you got 10 days on the other side of this. If the Ravens have enough healthy bodies to play this game and we get to Thursday and there's not a bunch of new tests, I think we're playing the game. Could it be delayed? I mean, it could, but where things stand right now, if we're at this same place tomorrow, the Ravens are on a plane. And if we're around this same place on Thursday, then I think they're playing that game.
Yeah, and it's a tough one too, right? Because it's not like you can tell teams who are prepping to play Sunday, they've got to play Thursday. That's not something you can do, right?
Right. And so then you'd be pretty much, if you push this back and then try to play it Sunday, there's no guarantees that with the incubation system, like, oh, well, we'll be able to play it Saturday or Sunday. Well, that's not necessarily true. What if there's five new cases? You know, now you're not playing that weekend. You didn't play Thursday, and you might not be able to play the following Thursday. You might need till Sunday. And then there's the ripple effect of all that. So, you know, a player here, a player there. You know, right now it's five players on the list. We've seen, you know, We've seen teams have to deal with more than that. So, obviously, tomorrow will be a huge day.
Jay, as for away from that, the on-the-field product in Baltimore right now, you're on the radio daily. You interact with fans. What's the feel on this Ravens team? Is there in a bit of a free fall here, losing three of the last four and no longer in a playoff spot in the AFC?
No, there's a lot of concern. Even before all this numbers game started setting in with COVID, November was going to tell the tale of their season. There was a lot of easy wins other parts of the schedule, but this was going to be a tough run, and they continue to find ways to lose games. They beat Pittsburgh everywhere but on the scoreboard. They beat Tennessee, by and large, dominated for three quarters, and then lost the fourth quarter in overtime. They're not putting teams away. They don't have a killer instinct, and they're just hunting and pecking on offense. They have no real feel. There's a lot of people under fire. The offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, for sure. You know, Hollywood Brown, their number one draft pick from 2019. He's got six catches for 55 yards total in the last four games. He's been pretty much shut out of all those games except for the second half against Indianapolis, where he caught three balls for 40 yards. That's a problem. Defensively, guys like Marcus Peters haven't played as well as they should, even despite trading for Yannick Ngakoue. They don't get much of a pass rush, at least not a consistent enough one. So, yeah, there's a lot of people here who are less than pleased about the way things are trending and who have reservations that they're going to be able to fully right this ship.
Another team that's playing on Thursday, a lot of concern this morning and some unfortunate bad reporting, but it looks like that's now changed when we're talking about Dallas Cowboys strength and conditioning coach Marcus Paul. What can you tell us about what had happened in Dallas this morning?
Yeah, there was he had a serious medical episode in a meeting and at the facility there, and had to be taken by ambulance to the hospital for emergency care. It may have been cardiac related. There's been a lot of stuff going around that it was, but there was also a lot of information going around this afternoon that wasn't accurate. The Cowboys put out a statement just basically saying, hope, you know, everyone please pray. And, you know, we're going to just monitor this closely. And clearly he continues to get care at the hospital there. He's one of a beloved figure in this sport. I don't personally know him, but I know a lot of people who do, and the entire NFL community is rooting for him, and hopefully he's able to make a full return.
On the Thursday slate of games, the Detroit Lions will play their traditional Thursday morning slot on Thanksgiving morning out here in Calgary. I'm curious, Jay, is there a hotter seat right now in the NFL than Matt Patricia's?
It's pretty hot. I mean, look, Adam Gase is not going to be back. You know, there's the Jacksonville. I don't think there's any road to recovery for Doug Marrone. But Matt Patricia is in a similar boat. He's going to really have to show some things we have not seen in this regime to this point. Winning consistently, finishing games, concocting a defense that is consistent from week to week to keep his job, and that may end up being a bridge too far. It's fair to say this is a very big game for Matt Patricia, playing against the Texans team that hasn't fared very well, and their coach didn't even make it through October. So, if Patricia had lost to Jacksonville coming out of the bye, they were prepared to make a move then. Had they blown that game against Washington, I think it's quite likely he could have been gone then. He managed to win that and teeter around 500, but this game could be the breaking point.
He is Jason Lacken for a few more with our NFL insider from CBS Sports here on Sportsnet 960 in Calgary. Jay, there's been a lot of reporting on Joe Burrow's injury. I don't think it's still not all that clear in terms of the picture, but boy, an ugly injury. You feel for the kid, and it just sounds like he's got one heck of a recovery coming up in front of him.
Yeah, he does. They probably won't know an exact timetable until they complete the swelling goes down and they complete the surgery. But it's an ACL tear, an MCL tear, and there's some meniscus damage as well. It's a minimum 9 months. And could he be back for week one? Possibly. But they're going to have to be super careful about this. And it may also be a situation where he opens the year on the PUP list and they take it from there. It's going to be a virtual offseason for him, even if the league has OTAs and all that stuff, because he's not going to be able to take part in any of that. And from a physical standpoint, which is unfortunate because he got none of that this past year because of COVID, I wouldn't bet against this kid on anything. That better be a warning bell to that organization about how quickly this can go and how fleeting it is. And you can't pass protect. And I mean, I get it, Zach Taylor. You want to say the O-line's not as horrible as people think. Whatever. You have him dropping back more than anybody in the league. You have him throwing in the first half more than anybody in the league. You're going empty set as much as or more than anybody in the league with minimum protection schemes and guys having to win one-on-one blocks against the front seven like Washington's. You have games repeatedly where the Ravens hit him 16 times, the Eagles hit him 18 times, and you're still doing this in November. You're playing with fire, and that organization has a lot of work to do to get to a point where they can incubate a quarterback who has this kind of potential. This isn't Andy Dalton. I mean, this is somebody who has a chance to be competing for MVP awards if you do this the right way. But they got a ways to go before they do it the right way.
Talks about coaches on the hot seat. Boy, it just appears like the Philadelphia Eagles do not want to take that NFC East division and run away with it. Nobody wants to take it and run away with it.
Exactly.
I don't know if there's a better option out there, but I'm curious. I mean, do they move away from Wentz at any point here?
Probably not. If they fall out of contention, do they play Jalen Hurts the last couple of games? Maybe, but I don't know that anybody's going to fall out of – you could go into week 17 and every team in that division has a chance to win yeah, it based on the outcome of that game. Long term, I think this will be a critical offseason for him. And I think, I don't think Jim Schwartz, our defensive coordinator, will be back. I can see them adding offensive staff around Doug Peterson and next year being do or die for maybe Doug Peterson, Howie Roseman, and Carson Wentz when it comes to their future with the Eagles. I think ownership would need to see a big-time turnaround from that position. Otherwise, there could be more sweeping changes come this time next year.
Final one for you, Jay, and then we'll let you go and enjoy your Thanksgiving week with your family. We do appreciate your time. I'm curious your thought on the struggles and all the conversation that seems to be around the quarterback under center in Miami and Tua. They made the move. They had won every game with him under center. Then he gets benched in their game on Sunday in that ugly loss to Denver, and now there's been a lot of talk around that kid and whether or not it was the right pick.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, I mean, that's just a self-inflicted error, you know. Like, you look at what Washington did with Haskins, and I know they don't like him, and that's a little bit different. But you gain nothing by doing this to a kid and putting him on a yo-yo. Fitzpatrick isn't going to save your season. If Fitzpatrick was all that, you wouldn't have benched him for this kid in the first place. Your offensive line stinks. Denver's a tough place to play, even without fans. The altitude, their defense was whipping. Bradley Chubb was getting off. They're whipping him at the point of attack. There's nothing going on. Let the kid play through it. Let him finish the game. See if he gets better in the fourth quarter. Have a teaching moment. You know, the first little bit of adversity, you send him to the bench. I just think that's overthinking it, overcoaching, and it just reeks of some of these Belichick guys who, once they get in the big chair themselves, they really want to throw their weight around and be unconventional. And the bottom line is it didn't work. It didn't change a damn thing, and nobody thought it would, other than, I guess, Brian Flores. If he continues to do this, then it does become a macro-level issue. And you know, you start looking at Josh Rosen and Haskins and these disposable quarterbacks who are chucked before they even get a shot. I don't think that'll be the case here. It would be ridiculous if it is. And I think this kid bounces back. And I think he's got a bright future in this league. But it's to me, just ludicrous to be opening up situations like this and narratives like this and points of conversation like this when he hasn't even played a month. He hasn't even started for a month yet. I mean, come on.
Well said, man. Jay, appreciate your time as always. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all of your American friends. Wish you the best in health and happiness with your family, and we'll talk to you on Friday, man. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Appreciate you guys having me on. Have a great one. Thank you.
Jason Lockenfora, NFL Insider, is brought to you by Country Hills Toyota. It's time to Toyota at your Toyota giant. Country Hills Toyota. Get 0% on every Toyota, plus $3,000 on your best trade-in value and free fuel up to $2,000. Visit the giant, Country Hills Toyota.